On FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A major manhunt is continuing in Kent this lunchtime after a woman died at a house in Benenden. Nicola's got the very latest for KMFM.
Well, police were called to a property on the street just before 4:30 yesterday afternoon. They've told us the woman's death is being treated as suspicious and they're looking for a man who was known to her. Our reporter Ben Kennedy is in the village.
The scene took place just on a private road near to the village green. And while I've been here, I've seen 6, maybe 7 police vehicles as well as a forensic van.
Last night, the police helicopter was used to scour parts of the county and armed officers searched a London-bound train at Gillingham. Passengers were kept on board for around 90 minutes. One managed to film what happened. In the past few minutes, police have been seen at Dover Priory Station as they continue to hunt for the man.
KMFM News.
A teenager has appeared in court and admitted causing the death of his girlfriend in a crash in Canterbury. Emily Laker died when the car she was a passenger in came off a road and hit a tree in Broadoak last August. 18-year-old Mentesh De Silva from London Road in Tenham has been bailed. He's due to be sentenced in March. The Foreign Secretary is calling a United Nations report into Julian Assange's treatment in London ridiculous. The WikiLeaks founder's been living in the Ecuadorian embassy since 2012 to avoid being sent to Sweden for questioning about a rape claim, which he denies. The panel thinks it amounts to arbitrary detention and says he should be freed. Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond rejects the findings.
Julian Assange is a fugitive from justice. He's hiding from justice in the Ecuadorian embassy. He can come out onto the pavement anytime he chooses. He's not being detained by us.
KMFM News.
A man's been arrested following reports of a robbery at a shop in Medway. Police were called to the one-stop shop off City Way in Rochester just after 6:30 this morning. It's not thought anyone's been hurt. The sister of a man found stabbed to death at his home in Maidstone says she's pleased two people have been found guilty of murder. John Burner's decomposing body was discovered at a flat in Rocky Hill Terrace last June. His twin sister Jean has been speaking to KMFM from her home in America.
All over the world, John Burner's family are saying yes, thumbs up. We're all sighing a sigh of relief and we're just so happy that we got justice for John.
26-year-old John Barron from Quarry Road and 48-year-old Alison Tomlin, who's homeless, will be sentenced next Friday. A man's been taken to hospital after breathing in smoke following a fire at a bungalow in West Kingsdown. Firefighters say the property on Boston Lane was well alight when they arrived just before 2 this morning.
KMFM News.
Another high-speed train service is going to start running from Dover to help commuters affected by the closure of a line. It's now 6 weeks since the track between the town and Folkestone was shut when massive cracks appeared in the seawall. From Monday morning, there'll be a service leaving Dover Priory at 5:42 and heading to St Pancras via Ramsgate. And streetlights across Kent could be turned back on again at night, 2 years after the council first decided to start switching them off. A consultation found 6 in 10 of us who responded would like the lights back on. Bosses will discuss the idea at a meeting next week.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football and Gillingham welcome Swindon to Priestfield this weekend as they look to continue their push for promotion. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Andy.
Well, the Gills are currently third in League One, but only picked up 7 points from a possible 15 during January. Manager Justin Edinburgh is hoping supporters will be pleased they didn't lose any players during the transfer window and turn up to cheer them on.
What we need to see now is the fans backing us in, what we, the chairman, the players and the club are trying to achieve, and could be the final push and the decisive part of the plan to get us over the line and get us to where we want to be.
Tennis, and Great Britain are edging closer to the second tier of the Fed Cup tennis after getting another win in Israel. Heather Watson and 16-year-old Katie Swan won their singles matches against Georgia to give them an unassailable 2-0 lead, which means they'll top their Europe-Africa Zone Group 1 pool. They need to come through one more tie to earn a playoff for the right to get into World Group 2. And in athletics, Britain's Olympic and World Heptathlon champion Jessica Ennis-Hill is to miss the indoor athletics season as she has an Achilles injury. She still expects to be fit for the outdoor campaign ahead of the summer's Olympics in Rio.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.